So if we don't situate ourselves in spiritual sound properly, that whole thing may become boring. What does it mean? Can I explain this? Yes. The spiritual sound at an external level can seem, if we are chanting the mantra, that can be seem repetitive. If we are hearing katha, that might also seem repetitive at some times. Of course, the katha, it is not just that the speaker should say, to the audience, that you should have taste. Even if I speak the same thing again and again, you should hear attentively. No, that should be the mood of the audience. And even the same thing, I should develop taste. And the speaker's responsibility is that I should speak in a way that the audience develop taste. So the speaker should not demand taste from the audience. The speaker should give tasteful presentation by which taste automatically comes. So that's why it's important that those who are speaking, they prepare properly and they present in a way that there are fresh insights and there is the appeal of Krishna Katha that remains. So not just remains but strengthens. The appeal strengthens. So now with respect to situating ourselves in sound like spiritual sound vibration, we all will find that there are different manifestations of Krishna which attract us. So, for some of us it may be just the Maha Mantra, some of us it may be Kirtan, some of us it may be bhajans, some of us it may be hearing classes, for some of us it may be reading books. And even within books, we may find that one particular book inspires us the most. So for someone else, some other book may inspire. And for the same devotee also, at different times, different manifestations of Krishna may attract us the more. Or we may feel at different times in our spiritual life that, okay, I want to focus on this, I want to focus on that. That is, so when we practice spiritual life, we need to know that the process of spiritual life is dynamic. So at different times, Krishna may reveal himself and attract us in different ways. So we strive to keep ourselves in spiritual consciousness. And finding out what is the manifestation of Krishna by which I can connect with him the best right now. And then we try to develop a relationship with that, give more attention, prayerfully try to serve that manifestation, receive the presence of vibration in our consciousness, and thus elevate ourselves. So it's not mechanical that, yes, at a certain level we mechanically perform emotional service. But the purpose is not just mechanical, we want to make the mechanical transformation. And we have to, the responsibility for the transformation is on us. So for example, sometimes we are chanting. Say we have to chant our daily japa. And the whole japa seems to be just like a burden. Just not able to connect with Krishna at that time. Sometimes we take out the japa mala. Has somebody changed 108 to 1008 now? It's not getting over only. It's going on and on and on. So, as anything happens, we can say it's this raw willpower. I will just focus and I will do my job. Yes, that's good. Use willpower. But sometimes it will be more effective just take a short break. We pray to Krishna, recite some verses, just chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra musically a few times, sing some lines from a Vaishnava song. We try to create an emotional mood and then come back. The point is not just to complete the 16 rounds as an act of raw willpower. The point is to connect with Krishna. And so if just a little bit of, now sometimes the mind will say, oh, now after every round I want to take a break. That is not good. But there are certain times when just nothing seems to be helping. So we should know that the purpose of the war is to win the war. The purpose of the war is not just to keep fighting. It is not that the soldier goes on the war, the purpose is not just to keep swinging the sword. Keep swinging, keep swinging, keep swinging. No, the purpose is to actually hit the enemy. So like that, the purpose is not just to swing, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. No, the purpose is to connect with Krishna, to remember Krishna, to elevate ourselves. So if sometimes that is not happening, then taking a little pause, contemplating and seeing how we can connect with Krishna, that helps. So the same applies with our Shastric study also. Different times we find that different books or different ways of studying the same books. So it's not important, quantity is not important, so the quality is important. So sometimes we find that just one pastime, one particular verse may inspire a lot, and we may feel that
just reciting that verse, it gives you so much taste.
It's not necessary that every time I study scripture, I have to read 20 pages or 25 pages or 50 pages or 10 pages. No, I might just read one verse and I might get some inspiration from that verse. Sometimes we think that within one Vaishnava song, one line from a Vaishnava song can evoke spiritual emotion within us. And we can just recite that again and again and feel spiritual alignment. So the important point is to connect with Krishna. And how that will happen, we have to know that it's dynamic. It's not formulaic. Although there is some formula to keep, there is some structure to keep us on the spiritual path. But what will propel us on the spiritual path, that can vary according to time, place, circumstances. So if we keep this purpose of connecting with Krishna in mind, and are resourceful in adopting whatever method is there by which we can connect with Krishna, then we can keep ourselves elevated and make sure that we keep ourselves situated in sound vibration and become elevated by the sound vibration. Okay.